Good morning. I'm Louis Sange, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Linda Shockley, Jacqueline Fellows, and Monica Ortiz Uribe. They're here to talk a little bit about the Dow Jones program that I think it's in its 12th year, but Linda will clear that up for us now. But the way it happens is we have journalists from across the country, professors, and they come down here for a week and they learn about multimedia journalism. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. First of all, ladies, thank you so much for being with us here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
As I mentioned, Linda Shockley is with us, and she is with Dow Jones. And Linda, tell us a little bit about this program.
Well, the Dow Jones News Fund is a nonprofit foundation at Dow Jones, and it supports education for journalism students and professors, as well as high school students. Our whole mission is to promote careers in journalism. So one of the things that we offer is an internship program for college students, and we felt that we needed to help professors better prepare their students, particularly for digital media internships, as that's the way that media is going nowadays. And so one of the reasons that we're here is to work with professors and support UTEP in training them for going out and teaching students how to be better digital.
So tell us a little bit about the history between UTEP and Dow Jones and your relationship.
Well, for years, the fund has supported a summer high school journalism workshop here called Journalism in July. And through Zita Arocha, we were able to then talk about offering this kind of training. We offered it at Western Kentucky University, and before that at the University of Missouri for professors from historically black colleges and universities. And Zita really said, you know, we really need to reach out to professors from Hispanic-serving institutions, and UTEP would be a perfect place to do that. And she was right.
So tell us about the selection process. How does that work?
Well, the selection process is usually handled by the university, so they have people submit applications and materials and look at their interest in working with students in the population that they're working with. And then they make their choices, and usually, because we have this great project called Borderzine here, the professors work on covering El Paso and now covering issues related to the border. So it's been a really dynamic.
And with us also, as I mentioned, is Monica Ortiz Uribe. You've heard Monica's voice on the Texas Standard, on NPR, All Things Considered, Morning Edition, Fronteras, and you're going to hear right now here on KTUP. Monica, thank you so much for being with us here today. And as I mentioned, you are very busy doing freelancing and working for some of the other news services as well. But tell us about your experience working with the Dow Jones Project, and how long have you been working with it?
Sure thing. Well, I believe, Linda, that this is our 10th year doing the Dow Jones training at UTEP. And so we bring in professors from all around the country. And at this workshop, the roles reverse. The teachers become the students, and actually they not only gain a lot of multimedia skills, they gain like a little bit of empathy for their students. I had one of my trainees tell me, wow, I haven't done this kind of work in like 13, 12 years since I was a college student. And now I kind of remember what my students feel like just how hard it is to take in new information and try to make something of it. So we take 6 days and bring the professors in and teach them how to tell stories using video, audio, photography, and other sorts of new technologies, new storytelling techniques, including like social media, 360 cameras. And so we spend a day on each medium and in the classroom, and then we send them out to the field to go report a story. This year, they focused on the border and what's the impact of all the migrant families that are arriving at our doorstep. So we had one group go out on a Border Patrol ride-along. We had another group go out and interview volunteers who are helping shelter, feed all the migrants that are coming into El Paso. Another group went out and talked to businesses downtown and border crossings to see how the long wait times and the threat of tariffs is impacting the local economy. And in our last group, went out and talked to folks that are in charge of that oversee the irrigation coming into El Paso and how that might impact the crossings, as well as one student is focusing on an exhibit here on campus that looks at the artwork of migrant children.
One of the things that I heard earlier in the week, I was talking with one of the professors, and he mentioned that we hear about events going around the country, around the world, and he had heard also reports coming out of the El Paso border area. But in his words, it's not until you're here at ground zero that you realize what actually is going on.
It's incredible how much our visiting professors are learning from the border. I'll share two examples. I went along with the group who did the Border Patrol ride along, and right at downtown El Paso, just beneath the Paso del Norte Bridge, they witnessed an apprehension. They saw a family group coming from the Mexican side wade across the banks of the Rio Grande and come up onto U.S. soil and meet the Border Patrol agents. Well, one of my trainees, she had to take a moment aside because she was emotionally impacted by that moment, because she remembered her own family story. That moment recalled her own family story, and she hadn't ever witnessed an apprehension at the border. Another trainee who was with the group that went out and talked to businesses, she recognized just how far the economic impact reverberates just beyond the border. She talked to the owner of a truck company who does deliveries from Mexico to the U.S., and he says 80% of the business he does is in Mexico, and that business then goes further into the interior of the U.S. and impacts jobs in the U.S. So she was talking about how much she learned on this subject.
We are also joined by Jacqueline Fellows. Jacqueline is a professor at the University of North Texas in Denton. And Jacqueline, tell us a little bit about, first of all, about your background as a journalist, as a professor.
I describe myself as a veteran journalist and a Cub academic. I was a public radio reporter for about 12 years, and then I was a senior editor at a healthcare magazine, so writing about healthcare policy. And went into the classroom because I really loved working with interns who would come into our newsroom. I've been teaching at the University of North Texas for a couple of years now, and the opportunity to come here to get training, not just seeing what's happening at the border, but also to meet the other professors, to get the skills in multimedia to take back to my classroom, is really invaluable because I teach at a minority-majority university. I'm a first-generation college student, and I can relate to a lot of my students in that way. But we have a large number of Hispanic students and DACA students who are in our classrooms. Coming here, seeing what they may see, experiencing the culture in general as a whole, what they experience, it makes me understand where they come from much better. And like Monica was saying, you are a student again, so you do get empathy for your students. I don't know if it means I'm going to be an easier professor. I like to think of myself as tough but fair. But what it helps me realize is that the emphasis on the skills has to be there just as much as the emphasis is on the journalism. And it coming here really reinvigorates you. I mean, it has for me personally, because journalism is under fire right now. And convincing students and teaching students right now that it is important can be difficult because of all of the things that they see in the media about their profession, about their chosen industry. But when you put a face on the border issues, I was on the team volunteers, so I talked to volunteers. When you put a face on border issues, whether it's with migrants who are crossing, the volunteers here in El Paso who are helping, it really resonates with you and makes you remember, makes me remember as a journalist what's so important about going out and talking to real people and going out and telling students and showing students, this is what our work does. you know, this is what our work does, and that's what is so important. So it's invigorating.
We're visiting with Linda Shockley, Jacqueline Fellows, and Monica Ortiz Uribe. We're talking about the Dow Jones project, which is now in its, is it 12th year, Linda?
No, it's actually 10.
10. Mm-hmm. So Monica joined you since it was an infant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly right.
Tell us, Jacqueline, when you first arrived here, and obviously you were interested in doing that or else you wouldn't have applied, but is there anything that shocked you or surprised you when you showed up and met your fellow classmates?
Since I've only been teaching for a couple of years and I read the bios ahead of time, I was intimidated because I feel like I'm at home in a room of journalists, and as a newish university professor, and I'm a lecturer, I don't have a PhD, I have a master's degree. You know, I felt intimidated. And when I first got to the classroom and I met everyone, we're all in the same boat. We're all trying to do absolutely the same thing, which is to prepare student journalists to go out and tell stories with context that have meaning, that make a difference. And I feel a lot more confident going back into the classroom and teaching these skills because I have confidence in the journalism that I teach. But being able to take these skills back to students so that they can go to newsrooms, and let's be honest here, there are legacy newsrooms who don't have these skills. So the students, the skills I teach that I get here, that I get to teach my students, they can go on and teach someone who may be older than I am and really bring progress into that newsroom. So I wouldn't say I was surprised that everyone was friendly, but because I knew that they would be. But I did feel intimidated, and I had a little bit of that imposter syndrome that happens. Like, you know, I've only been in the classroom for 2 years. What am I doing here? I'm in a classroom with PhDs, people who've been teaching for 10 years. But they were so welcoming. It's because we're all here to do the same thing. When I first came to El Paso, I had only been here through the airport. My entire family is from the Marfa Alpine area, so I visited that area my whole childhood. In fact, I was born in Alpine, but we never really visited El Paso very much. And I didn't really know much about the culture. I didn't really know much about the city other than it's ground zero or one of the ground zeros for this, you know, influx of migrants. And one thing that surprised me about the city is how much I love it here. It is so friendly. The response that the city residents and the community organizations have to the migrants, it's incredible. I've lived in other cities. I've spent lots of time in other major metropolitan areas. I live in a major metropolitan area, and I don't know that I've ever seen a sustained, compassionate response to an issue like this that's not an eight-month problem. I mean, migrants have been crossing for years, for decades. But the city continues to welcome them, and it's not the crisis that you see that I heard from some of the sources that we worked on with stories that are skeptical. It's like a manufactured crisis. Not to say that there's not there aren't emergent needs that have happened over the last year, but the sustained compassionate response is really, it's amazing. That's something that surprised me.
Monica, let's talk a little bit about, because I'm sure that we teased our listeners and they want to find out, okay, I want to hear Jacqueline's story. I want to hear Linda's story. I want to hear somebody else as to how they encountered the situation. So where can people listen to this once you all finish and the professors go back to their respective universities?
Well, our student professors have a midweek deadline, and this will air on Friday. So by Friday, their stories should be published on UTEP's BorderZine website. And so anyone interested in our work can check out our visiting professor's work on the UTEP BorderZine site.
Is there a specific title, or if they do it like a search engine, or they just put in Dow Jones?
Probably there will be a section for the Dow Jones work in particular, and it might be what's featured on the main page when you click on it.
Linda, I want to thank you for helping us out here at the department and our students and our faculty members, because you all have been – I work a little bit with Journalism in July, and I know that that's a very good program, so thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. We want to help promote careers in journalism, and this is one of the best ways to do that.
Well, we want to thank all of you for being with us. We've been visiting with Linda Shockley with Dow Jones News Fund, Jacqueline Fellows. She is a professor at the University of North Texas at Denton, and also Monica Ortiz Uribe, who is a local radio reporter. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Sam Cassiano. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.